if you go outdoors in the wintertime without a coat, somebody might be running after you. And you know, to take you the coat, and she might say, "Here, I've
brought."
Okay. And if you were asking her to do it, you would say, "Would you please
bring?"
Okay. And she had
brought.
Okay. Say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did,
and it did
fit.
Okay. All right. How about just without the auxiliary? Last year it
without the auxiliary.
Yeah,
without, fit.
Yeah, perfectly. Okay. If your old clothes, your old Sunday clothes, completely wore out, you'd have to buy a
new one.
New
suit.
Okay. If your stuff, your pockets just come so full that they're almost breaking, you'd say your pockets are
full.
Right, and then it makes them
bulge.
Good. When you buy Levi's, they always tell you to buy a size larger because they're going to
shrink.
Right? When a girl goes to a party or a church or something, sometimes she'll just stand in front of the mirror for an hour or so and get things, everything just perfect. What do you call that?
Prim.
Okay. And what do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that some women carry?
Purse, pocketbook.
Okay, now how about men sometimes carry one for change? Is that the same?
Wallet, yeah, purse. Change first, yeah.
Okay, it has a little clasp on it. Okay, what might a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch, bracelet.
Okay, and suppose there's a lot of little round wooden round things like pearls, you know, on a string, and they're around the person's neck.
Pearls?
Well, they're not necessarily pearls. They'd just be a lot of round things. What would you call those? Maybe they're imitation, you know, they're just a
round.
So the whole, what would you refer to the whole?
Necklace.
All right, and another way of referring to it? Okay. What do men use to hold their pants up?
Belts.
All right, what do they use to use?
Suspenders.
All right, any other thing?
Belly.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, what do you hold over you when it rains? What might you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Okay. What's the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Spread.
Is that the way you refer to just the spread?
Yeah, or covers. No, well, the covers would be blankets and things like this, but spread would be the bedspread.
Right.
The bedspread.
Yeah. How about the head of the bed? What do you lay your head on?
Pillow.
Have you ever seen a pillow-like device that goes all the way across across a double bed? It's sort of round and it's all one piece?
I've seen them. I don't know what they're called.
Okay. What would you find in your house on a completely made bed? What might you see there?
On a completely made bed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bedspread, I'm completely made would be a bedspread.
Anything else laying on top of that, or?
No, not on the bedspread. I mean, are you talking about what is the makeup of a completely made bed?
Not necessarily, just what other things besides maybe the pillow and the
bed.
And the bedspread.
The sheet, mattress pad, top sheet, pillows, pillowcase. Than bedspread.
Okay, did you ever use anything that was made out of patchwork?
Quilt, you talking about?
Yeah.
We've used it. It's called a quilt.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place that's usually on the floor, and children usually end up there whenever all the relatives come in?
Uncomfortable. That's what I would call it.
Okay. Make me a blank on your floor.
A pad.
Okay.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.